rubber game of the series between the Reds and Cardinals. Adam Duvall would have himself a game. We pick it up in the second. It's Duvall at the dish facing Carlos Martinez.
Here's a fly ball, hit back into left field. It's hit well. It's going to be out of here. Line drive home run to left. Matt Adams broke back on the ball, and then when he turned his back to the field and looked, you knew it was gone. Duvall has his second, and the Reds have a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, you and I were talking about this, maybe not yesterday, but the day before. Just that easy power. That ball did not look like he hit it well at all, and it just shot out of here.
That's been a pretty good at-bat for Zach Cozart because he was in a hole in the blink of an eye, 0-2. 64 pitches, 42 strikes, 22 balls for the Cardinal right-hander. Line drive into left center. That's a base hit. That ball is going to go all the way to the wall, and it's going to get another run in. A double by Cozart, maybe a triple. Here he comes to third, and he's in there. And the ball gets away past third, but backing up is Martinez exactly as he's supposed to do. But that was a low trajectory rocket that cleared shortstop Diaz and went all the way to the fence in left center, thereby scoring Scheffler from first, and the Reds have themselves a 2-0 lead. Martinez straightens up on the mound, works. Swung on, line drive, left center field. That's a base hit. Scoring from second is Peraza. Votto stops at second, and the Reds have themselves a 3-0 lead. And what a day at the plate here in St. Louis for Adam Duvall. And that's a rocket into right field. That ball is going to be by Gritchett. That'll be a double for Scheffler. Another run scores. It's 5-0, and now here comes another run to the plate, and he'll score sliding, and the Reds have a 6-0 lead.
Gritchett just couldn't get the ball in.
Rocks, kicks, delivers. See you later. Strike three. Good fastball in. Going to the fifth hole. Swing and a miss.
Wow.
Another punch out. That's three in a row. And four out of the last five he has struck out.
The Reds blanked the Cardinals 8-0, taking two out of three in the series. Reds manager Brian Price on his team's third shutout victory in six games this season.
You know, we did some good things. Fortunately, we were able to get an early lead and kind of force their hand a little bit and then had a big inning that didn't necessarily put the game away, but it made things a lot more comfortable, especially with a fairly well-rested bullpen behind him. And the add-on runs just, you know, made it a lot easier to manage those last couple innings.
Obviously, a series win here. You guys always have, you know, it's been documented before, obviously, but, you know, like you said before, it's kind of a new team. They don't have the history that the other guys have had here to get a win in a
series. Yeah, it's just coming here and playing baseball. You know, not facing demons and ghosts of series in years past. You know, you just come and play baseball. And the fact, I think we have a better team. You know, I think we have a better team. I'm not saying a better team. I'm just saying our team is better than it's been in the last few years is my point. And with a lot of new guys that don't, you know, just come and want to play baseball and play hard and play well. And we got, you know, you pitch two shutouts here. I mean, that's not only is it unlikely, but to come in here and be able to do it and extract two wins is just, it's a big deal, you know, for us in the early start of a season.
Red starter Scott Feldman went six scoreless frames, and he spoke after the game.
Yeah, my command was a lot better this time, and it makes it a lot easier to pitch when the guys come out and put all those runs on the board. And, you know, they swung the bats great today off a really tough pitcher, and Stewie called a great game behind the plate, so everything was kind of working today.
You said in spring training that the changeup was like a project for you to improve it. How much did it come into play today?
I think it came into play here and there because we need to show that you can throw it for a strike. Sometimes it's always in the back of their heads and thinking about it. So I think just being able to do that, even on a day like today where I didn't get any outs with it, but I got guys to swing at it and foul it off, things like that. It's in their head for sure. So makes my other three pitches maybe a little bit more effective. It's a great series win, obviously against a good team, and I think that it says a lot about the way we've been playing, and hopefully we can keep it going. St. Louis always puts a tough team on the field, so to come in here and get two out of three, I think it says a lot about the way we've been swinging the bats and playing defense and things like that.
Adam Duvall with a monster game, finishing with three hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored.
I wanted to try to stay square on him, and not try to overpull the ball because then it opens up, you know, the outer half. So, and with Yachty back there, it's with them two going, it's going to be a tougher bat. So, you know, I was able to get something to hit and put the barrel on.
I think a couple of pitches before that, Martinez might have thought he got strike three. How close did you think that pitch was?
It was close. I thought the one before that, Yadi might have got it for him. It was like a slider up and in. So, you know, I'm not sure if it caught the plate or not. I haven't even looked at it. So,
is there a tangible reason right now that you're swinging the bat so well? Is there something to it?
No, not really. I'm just trying to get my work in and, you know, try to see the ball and hit the ball.
Up next, the Reds are in Pittsburgh Monday. Brandon Finnegan facing Tyler Glasnow.